In Iraq, among the mission objectives in the battle to retake the city of Mosul from the self-proclaimed Islamic State that began this week is to get a hold of Mosul's oil revenue and further deplete the ISIS cash flow, which has been reportedly suffering over the past year. From $2 million a day in oil revenue in 2014, security analysts say today that cash inflows are a fraction of that, and rising costs over time has meant that salaries for ISIS fighters have been slashed in half, tax revenues also dwindling. The taking of Mosul would complicate all of those challenges for ISIS. Jonathan Schanzer is a former terrorism finance analyst at the Treasury Department who's now with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies in Washington. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So the cash flow is choked off. We should be happy about this?
We should be, and I think that we're going to see a significant drop in ISIS finance. A lot of it is really due to their ability to extract taxes and other fees from the population under their control, and they're about to lose, if Mosul falls, they'll lose about a quarter of their population.
How has the choke hold managed to work up until now? Because the Mosul offensive just began this week.
So the way that things have worked for ISIS over the last couple of years is that they've certainly lost a lot of funding from the drop in the price of oil. That has certainly hurt them. The U.S. has been bombing the warehouses full of cash. They have been taking out oil fields. This has made things extremely difficult for them to operate, and so we've watched their operating budget drop. Of course, we don't know exactly what that operating budget is because ISIS doesn't exactly settle up with Ernst & Young every year. But we do have an understanding that their funds are dropping and that it looks like they're going to drop further.
What can they do to compensate, to issue IOUs?
I think that's essentially what they're going to be able to do. They can also use the cash that they have on hand to perhaps pay people in advance before they lose those cash warehouses. You have to remember that in Mosul in particular, there was one bank that was taken over and there was roughly $500 million in cash that they were able to extract from that bank. Now, some of that was destroyed from U.S. air raids, but we believe that there was other stores of cash still around, and so they may be able to pay some of their fighters up front.
Is it your belief that ISIS is a self-sufficient operation if it's confined to the territory it controls in Syria, or it's got to get something else?
Well, you know, I think what we're looking at is the evolution of ISIS. We're going to see a terrorist organization go from one that controls territory to one that really operates more virtually. This is the traditional al-Qaeda model, what we saw during, you know, the 1990s and the 2000s, where al-Qaeda lost its headquarters in Afghanistan and was forced to operate in the affiliate structure or in cell structures. So that's, I think, the direction that we're now going to be going in. And that, of course, requires far less funding and could be very deadly as well.
Now, you folks in the sort of K Street terrorism analyst industry there in Washington, D.C., that we rely on so much, are fond of saying that ISIS is extremely dangerous at their peak. They're also dangerous when they're weak. In other words, it's hard to sometimes evaluate the questions of, okay, they're going to lose their money, but they're still just as dangerous. Help me out with this.
Sure. Well, I mean, look, there's no doubt that ISIS has been deadly during the time that it has controlled large swaths of territory. My assessment, I think, may have been contrary to what a lot of people were saying on K Street, which was that this was a very defeatable organization in that structure. Yes, they were deadly in the region, but they were containable. Now that they appear to be scattering, this is where I have more concern because they're going to be harder to track. They're going to be based in countries across the Middle East. They're going to be based in cells in Europe, potentially in the United States. And so the intelligence tracking becomes more difficult. The infrastructure that we have been tracking becomes harder to watch. So that's the concern that I have. Other people think that this may be a weakening of the movement and therefore good news.
Well, let's talk about that movement. Is the caliphate idea an attractive enough idea that it actually replaces the idea of, you know, blowing up buildings in New York City or Paris, and that if ISIS controls territory, it actually settles down the mission of international terrorism at mega malls in the West?
You know, I think it's unclear. I mean, certainly the idea of the caliphate was one of the things that drew fighters to Syria and Iraq, that they felt that they were, you know, perhaps joining a winning movement and getting on the right side of history. Now that this appears to be breaking up or may be breaking up, there's a question of whether you're going to have individuals who are drawn to the movement because they want to restore the idea of the caliphate or what was, you know, building toward a caliphate. I mean, the bottom line is that the ideology of ISIS, the ideology of radical Islamism or however one wants to define it, this is ultimately the challenge. And this ideology has not waned. We've seen it continue to gain adherence in its various forms really since the 1990s, if not before then.
Is there any question with the decline in revenues that ISIS will have difficulty maintaining loyalty among its troops and that Al-Qaeda will be in competition and that there will be a bit of a shakeup there?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what you're going to see is a lot of people who were fighting and were drawing salaries are going to be going home. And they will be working out of affiliate groups or cell structures back in their host countries, in their home countries, rather, and they're going to be raising money independently. And again, this is one of the reasons why we have some cause for concern, because it'll be much harder to track.
Jonathan, do you think ISIS, or do you think the Mosul operation is going to be another Aleppo, or is it going to be figured out in the next month or so?
I think it's going to be figured out. I mean, it certainly seems that, that everyone is on the same page. It looks fairly coordinated. There are going to be some flies in the ointment, but I think in general this does look like a very coordinated campaign, and the hope is that you have a major city in Iraq that will be freed from ISIS control.
The retaking of Mosul, something that Jonathan Shanzer thinks it will actually happen. He's a former terrorism finance analyst at the Treasury Department who's now with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies in Washington. We'll have to see what that means for ISIS. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
My pleasure.